Hi there, Anthony. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Real pleasure speaking with you today. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that military discount, which, I mean, by the way, thank you for your service, and we do very highly respect the service that you guys provide, and it's actually 50% off of the cost of our service. We're willing to provide our service,
wow.
But, well, yeah, it's huge. Because, well, we've been around since 2004, you know, so for 20 years. Our success actually comes from keeping clients on board for the long term. It is month to month. We're not locking you into any long-term contract, but we do know that our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on the first page of Google and Bing. I mean, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So we'd actually be willing to provide the service at a cost below what it would take for us to get it done in that first month. We would have to earn your business for several months for it to make sense for us. But like I said, we're pretty sure you'll keep the service and be happy with it. So the military rate is actually 50% off of the package. And I think the platinum package would be ideal for you. It's perfect for a 50-mile radius, although, you know, Lulu says you would go even up to 100 miles for the right job. We would definitely be able to target, you know, specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found for commercial clients or for even residential clients. So obviously we want to make it worth your time even just to get that phone call and then decide if it's going to be something that you want to travel out to. The calls come directly to you, though. That's the best part about it. So you're not paying per lead, clip, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So whether it's 5 jobs a month, 15 jobs a month, or 50 jobs a month, it would be the same flat rate. Now, we'd also be doing a website here for you because our job is not just to list you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Like I said, it's month to month, so we definitely want you to see success from the very beginning. We know that website's going to be a big part of it. Of course, we can talk about your experience, of course, in the military, and of course, as a general contractor or remodeling contractor. I think you're going to get a lot of phone calls. Now, if you don't already have a logo, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. If you've got a logo already, we'll put it on your website. One thing I did notice was Angie Leads. I'm not sure if you're seeing success with that. Have you been using that since you started the business in February, or is that a little newer?
My other business partner just set it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he told me about it. I was like, okay, I'll try it. I'll see, you know, if it works.
But, sure. Yeah.
No, we're still in like the setup process for it.
Well, you are very new to that. Very new to that. Okay, gotcha. And Lulu did mention that you've got partners and they are all guys that served with you, which I think is amazing. Now, you would be the one, though, who would make the financial marketing purchase and decision on your own, or would you run that through your partners?
Yeah, I'm technically the owner on paper. Like, I did all the registration for the LLC and the business accounts.
Perfect. Gotcha. So with the Angies, a couple of things are going to happen here. I mean, obviously, it's a lead-based service, so you would be paying for the leads, whether you got the job or not. The leads would go out to a couple of your competitors, but certainly for your services, you know, you don't need every lead to turn into work for you, and it might be something that you end up using. And what I was going to say is you'll either love it, hate it, or more likely somewhere in between, but that service or any lead-based service like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, it doesn't conflict at all with being a top option on the first page of Google or Bing for someone who just goes there and types in, you know, remodeling contractor, bathroom remodel, basement remodel, garage remodel, whatever they might type in. You know, your business will be one of those options that people would see. They could pick up the phone and call you directly. And, of course, they'll see your website before they call you. So it's a very high conversion rate. We'd be giving the people in the area the opportunity to make an informed choice as to whether they call you or not. You probably use Google. You know you will never be the only company that pops up for those searches or for decks or whatever it is. And not everyone is going to decide to call you, but I think that's okay. Actually, I think it's a good thing. You're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't even know what they're looking for. They will have looked at your website before they call you because they're hoping that you're available to do the job. They want to work with you. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Like I said, we offer it on a month-to-month basis. The military rate's 50% off of any package. I think the Platinum package is ideal for you. It's listed on our website at $5.99 a month, but I'd cut that in half. It would be just $2.99. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even Facebook paid ads. One thing that a lot of my clients do if they've got a lead-based service, I mean, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. A lot of my clients find it better to just scale back on their leads, let their phone ring. This kind of would cut the middleman out of the equation. Of course, Angie's, or back when it was called Home Advisor, it's still kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List, technically called Angie Leads. They're one of Google's biggest customers. So they do spend a lot of money advertising heavily on Google because they make that money back by selling leads. Now, what this would do, it would get your phone ringing directly, and you'll probably find that you can keep your leads paused a lot of the time. Now, like I said, Angie's and this don't conflict at all, but our service is offered on a month-to-month basis with the detailed reporting and tracking, so you'd be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. You know, it might be something that in the long run is more cost effective for you. I think overall it's going to be more budget friendly. After speaking with business owners that do your line of work and use a lead-based service, even the one that you specifically are using, I mean, it's maybe like $50 or $60 for a smaller job, but a lot of what you do are bigger jobs, and you might pay over $100 for a single lead. So at $2.99, we're really only looking at, you know, three or four leads, but it's an entire month of opportunities for you. So a lot of the times it ends up being more affordable, and it's almost always more profitable. I mean, we're talking about Google here. You'll reach a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. Now, because you're also a young company, with February being what Lulu said is your start, and then there's a promo code in my system here, and it's not specifically for Angie's. Where is that code? It's in the drop-down box, but there's so much stuff in here. There it is. I'm apply this code. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it's for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. So it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing, and you know, I might sometimes take 20, 30% off of it, but you know, because of your particular situation, I'm actually going to waive the entire setup fee and include the website for you at no additional cost. And again, obviously, you know, that means that we'll have to earn your business for probably 3 or 4 months for it to make sense for us. But we do try to give back whenever we can, and especially with your military experience, we want to make it affordable for you, make it profitable for you, and, you know, kind of help you to grow your young company. The new business rate is already a reduction in the cost of the service. I mean, you usually get like 25% off of the packages for being a new business, but I'm taking an extra 25% off on top of that. So you're going to get that 50% off, which is the standard military rate for any of our packages. If you were telling me, hey, I go 15 miles, everything I do is in town, we might be talking about doing a campaign that does not include Facebook ads, but that 50 miles, you know, it encompasses bigger cities and smaller towns, and of course we can even go outside that 50 miles. Facebook's going to be a big way for you to get work too, and people don't even have to be specifically looking for a contractor, but they know in the back of their head that they've got this job that they've been thinking about getting done. And when they scroll through their live stream and they see your ad, it'll go to your website. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that $2.99, and that equates to about 400 clicks, because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents, maybe 25 cents per click. So that's a great way for you to kind of reach more people who could also use your services and don't even need to be actively looking for it. But when someone is trying to find a phone number to call, trying to find the right contractor to call, when they're on Google or Bing, you're going to get those phone calls. And being in the exact moment at the exact place where someone is looking for someone who does what you do, that's going to get you business. As a very young company, it's pretty powerful. People don't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll still find you when they need a guy who does what you do. And every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services again down the road and even recommend you to their friends and family. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I'm interested. You know, I have to hand it to you. Doing cold calls and sales work, I know, is not easy, but you have me interested, so.
Well, I've actually been doing this for quite a while. In fact, April 17th, which is just a few days away, that's going to be my 11-year anniversary with this company. And I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years in a couple of cases. You know, we've been around, like I said, since 2004. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I think that's a long time. I mean, really, for any company in any industry, 20 years is a long time. And for a younger industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet, 20 years is a very long time. We're actually Google partners. Google started a partnership program about 9 years ago to help businesses get a better return on investment, especially with Google Ads. So this is something that we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even when they make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. Usually it's just small changes. Sometimes it's not, but most of the time they just want us to add a couple of different directories. Sometimes they want us to stop promoting certain directories. So you'll always have the right content that will generate phone calls from customers that are looking for your services. You'll also get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. And of course, most of the time you simply get calls directly to you. We'll put your phone number, your business number on everything that we create. Everything has the click to call feature, and your customers will simply dial your number directly most of the time. The website that we'll build will also have a contact form so they can tell you what they're looking for, of course, where they're located. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. Again, it's $2.99 as an out-the-door cost. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. As long as you keep the service, that reduced rate stays with you. It is all-inclusive as well, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this, Anthony, the main business number, the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah, it would be this number.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out that contact form, you get a text as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine too. It would just be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Anthony, what's a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
So it's anthony@grc.contracting.
Okay. And the business name is GRC Contracting. The Angie's has the LLC as part of the branding of the business name, and I get that it is an LLC. I guess my question for you is, did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, like on your website or anything else?
No, I don't think it needs to be part of the branding.
I agree. And if anyone ever asks me, that's what I say. You know, leave off the Inc. codes and LLCs and things like that. And it was Anthony@grccontracting.com, right?
Yes.
And the business name is going to be simply grccontracting.com or without the LLC.
It's, Oh, let me just check real quick.
Sure. I'm removing the LLC so that we have it branded as GRC Contracting. It'll show up that way on your Google listing, your Bing listing, your website, of course, and on all the additional directories that we'll be creating for you. I did want to ask you, too, because the Angie's has the 23042 Turtle Rock Terrace. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony. Your business is 100% service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not a physical address or showroom or physical location that you would want your customers to see, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that is just what I had to list for the, for the LLC formation. Yeah, that's where I live.
Okay, perfect. Because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and they don't want to list any physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days, right? And the only reason Google wants to put an address online is if you see customers there. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, like I said, we can target anywhere within or even outside that 50-mile service area. Anthony, Lulu never did get your last name.
Oh, it's Constantine.
Okay. And then when we contact you, Mr. Constantine, we will use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text or email is the easiest.
Text or email, yeah. Text or email. Gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule a follow-up call. It will be tomorrow with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we do the deep dive. We go into detail about your services, your service area, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, you know, we will be talking, if you want us to, include your military experience as a veteran. We'll call you, you know, veteran-owned business is how we would list that. Like I said, if you already have a logo, we would use it. If not, we'll create one for you. We do, of course, want your input and suggestions. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are part of Google's partnership. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, actually, and it is there for your protection, of course, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we are waiving your setup fee, including a website at no additional cost. And then for veteran-owned businesses, we are reducing the cost of the service by 50% down to that flat rate of $299. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then, Mr. Constantine, before I do get to that voice verification for that flat rate of exactly $299, how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
On that particular card, Anthony, is it your name, the business name, or both?
One second. It's my name.
And is it simply first and last, or is there any middle initial there?
It's just Anthony Constantine.
Anthony Constantine. And that's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Constantine, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-E?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Constantine, you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4430.
Yes, sir.
4900.
Okay.
5148.
Yes, sir.
8513.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 12/24.
12 of 2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
499.
You said 499 or 199?
499.
499, so 499. And then I've got 12 or December of 2024 for the expiration date. Anthony, was the card
yep.
itself 4430, 4900, 5148, 8513?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that bills at the home residence address, the 2302
yes.
Turtle Rock Terrace. Of course, that's in Clarksburg, 20871. Okay. Now,
yes.
I'm actually required to read the voice verification before I process that payment, but after the voice verification, I'll process that payment of exactly $299. You'll get a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and our support email address too. But if you got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I'm driving. I don't have a pen.
Okay. Okay. Well, you'll get
yeah.
that by email. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. When we receive emails, we respond that day or, of course, the next day if we get the email after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Now, I do have your voice verification pulled up here. I'm going to get through it as quick as I can because I know your time is valuable, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. It does read as
okay.
follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Constantine, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
GRC Contracting.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anthony James Constantine, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Constantine, as the owner of GRC Contracting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Constantine, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will, in fact, continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are, like I said, already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Anthony, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Constantine, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to give us the heads up. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, which includes waiving your setup fee, including that website, of course, it is month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I actually did waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that veterans rate will never go up on you. It is a fixed flat rate, and it's to the penny. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, and it is all-inclusive. No taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included as well. And in this particular case, we are going to include the website, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, Anthony, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. Constantine, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Anthony, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Constantine, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message, and when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician, and again, that will be tomorrow. The soonest we could do tomorrow looks like it would be 10 o'clock, but after that, it's pretty wide open all the way up to 6 o'clock. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour, gets you towards the beginning part of that hour, and about a half hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of those basic things that I mentioned and a couple of others. Did you want something mid-morning or afternoon, late in the day?
10 would be the best.
10, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any questions that you might have. Of course, introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, and they'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to put just another layer of protection here on your account, just a security question and an answer. So if anyone calls us, Anthony, and tells us that they are with Google, or they tell us if they're calling us and telling us that they are with GRC Contracting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still sometimes ask you for the answer to the security question just to be sure. And what I was about to say, anyone who calls you moving forward, even if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 15 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If you ever get a phone call from someone saying, hey, we need more money for your Google listing or something like that, just politely let them go. That's obviously not us. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is quite clear. It states clearly that it bills once a month on the 11th of the month for $2.99, etc. So that's there for your protection. Now, we've been doing this since 2004. We do know that some of our clients get spam calls from people claiming to be us. They are something of a competitor of ours. They try to emulate our sales process, and like I said, they may even identify themselves as Local Splash. But you could simply say, hey, well, who's the guy originally talked to? If they can't say, well, you spoke with Lulu, and you'll remember Lulu. She's quite a character. I love Lulu. She's been here almost as long as I have. If they don't know Lulu's name, if they don't know my name, if they don't know the answer and the question, just let them go. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you like for your security question?
I'll do the city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Greensburg.
Greensburg?
Yes.
Okay, got to type it in twice. Greensburg, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Got that in. You're all set there. So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And in about a minute or so, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay. Looks like the welcome email was sent, the one that I did want you to see, though, if you can. And I know you're driving, but if it's easy enough for you, if you can open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Says something like, hello, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that?
I can do it through the text.
Yeah, you can do it through the text, too. If it's got the click here and then you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Perfect. Like I said, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but obviously Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It is, though, about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are doing that search on their smartphone. So we want to mirror the content on Bing because we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. The directors are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing that custom website for you. We are also doing the Facebook ads as well. Now, there is a long line. It goes all the way across it. You'll see it populate your mobile number just below that, and below that are two boxes, both of which we want you to click. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. Text and email your preferred method of contact, so please do click that box. Of course, the other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Click on that box as well. Anthony, you'll see a longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click on that box and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you're typing it in, the A and the C are capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. It's going to do a few things. That lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that the information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, yeah, I see that. All right. I see the screen.
you can actually stop right there. Now, the welcome email, the other email that you got, does have your username, which looks like it's just your phone number, area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Looks like your temporary password is the Bing, T-H-E-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. I think if you try to log in today or even any time before your client interview or even maybe before the end of the day tomorrow, it'll just give you an error message telling you that we're still working on things. So maybe wait till Monday to log in. Your tracking system should be up and running pretty quick. We'll get started on things tomorrow. You're all set and squared away here. The client, or I should say the calendar invite that I sent out to you also does have your username on there. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to speak with you today, and I hope that I am available tomorrow morning at 10 when we call you back. Looking forward to getting this going for you. Now, keep in mind the initial construction of the website's included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site is included as well. So we can always add new photos down the line, but maybe tonight if you can think about some of the photos that you already have that you might want to include. The other email that you got says action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. That's to help us expedite the process that's become a little more comprehensive by design to make sure that all businesses that are verified by Google are actual legitimate businesses that would provide the service if called. So if you've got any of those photos, and there's a link there, you can send them to us. Tools or equipment, of course. Your work vehicle. Any business card if you've got one. I know there's no physical workplace for that one. Google usually just likes to see your truck parked in front of your house or in your driveway. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yeah, it's both.
Perfect. So any of that information, just send it our way and we'll get everything expedited. Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll give you a call tomorrow right at or shortly after 10 o'clock.
Okay, and sorry, I actually had one thing before you...
Sure.
Actually, can this might be inconvenient, but can we change my email to my personal? I think it might be easier for me to go through my phone.
Let me do that. As long as it's an email that you check regularly, and this would be then attached to your website if you wanted us to.
Okay. Yeah.
So all the emails that you already have, I don't think that you need me to resend those, but I'll update the email address in our system now, so all future emails will go to this new address, this new email address.
Okay.
What is the email you want there?
I'll spell it phonetically. It's Yankee, India, Zulu, Hotel, Oscar, November, Golf, Constantine@gmail.com.
Just a little bit of background noise. I missed the very first letter.
Oh, it's Yankee.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So I've got Y-I-J-H-O-N-G, right? And then dot Constantine?
It's Z. It's Z as in Zulu, not a J.
Oh, really? I wonder if I heard it wrong, and it's weird. It's way far apart on the keyboard. Not sure why it popped it that way. Okay, so Y-I-Z-H-O-N-G Constantine, dot Constantine, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Was I missing any numbers or letters, and was that at Gmail or Yahoo?
Nope. It's at Gmail.
At Gmail. No numbers or letters at gmail.com. Okay,
no.
So I'm gonna update that in our system. All future emails will be sent to that email address. Now, you're all set and squared away here. All right, perfect. So I'll hopefully be available in that phone call tomorrow. If not, real pleasure speaking with you, and welcome aboard. Want to be the first to say we're excited to get you going and get that website out there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Constantine. Anthony, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Mm-hmm. You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.